A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. Today is Thursday. It's the 8th day of April. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now downtown, it's 48 degrees.
So far, our freeways, no big delays despite a couple of crashes. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, officials in southern Utah calling the visit of Interior Secretary Deb Haaland an important one.
If you're going to limit the protection to these two tiny units, you're ignoring all the rest of the area.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the Interior Secretary arrived in San Juan County yesterday, where she met privately with tribal and state leaders. Today, a tour of Bears Ears National Monument is scheduled, while she'll visit Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument tomorrow. Local leaders like Ann Leppin and the mayor of Bluff say the size of the two monuments continues to be a hot topic among everybody that lives in the area.
This community, the majority of people really would like to see the Bears Ears National Monument at least at the 1.3, if not at the 1.9, and protect the resources.
The visit from Interior Secretary Haaland comes following the review President Biden ordered into the 2017 slashing of the monuments by 2 million acres. Originally established at 1.3 million, Bears Ears currently just about 200,000 acres, while Grand Staircase has shrunk from over 1.8 million acres to just over 1 million. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah Congressman Burgess Owens visited the border with Mexico this week. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says he's blaming the Biden administration for the surge in unaccompanied minors.
At a news conference following his visit to border facilities, Owens talked about seeing an autistic 7-year-old girl being cared for by authorities on the U.S. side.
And I would glance over every few minutes, and she had tears in her eyes, just wouldn't stop crying. She's been here for 17 days, by the way. She still can't stop crying.
Owens told the Newsmax cable channel the border is open. Those crossing are headed to neighborhoods across the country. That was challenged by Adan Batar with Utah's Catholic Community Services. He told the Salt Lake Tribune Utah is not seeing an influx of undocumented immigrants. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Just a programming note, Representative Owens will join us live coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President Joe Biden is expected to announce he's using his executive power to enact 6 actions affecting guns in the U.S. More from ABC's Karen Travers.
The Justice Department within 30 days is going to issue a proposed rule to help stop what are called ghost guns. These are guns that are assembled from parts that people purchase online. So they don't have serial numbers and they're very difficult to track.
The president is also expected to direct the Justice Department to clarify regulations on pistols fitted with stabilizing braces, to regulate them as rifles under the National Firearms Act.
Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says again that he will not vote to get rid of the filibuster. He wrote in the Washington Post that the filibuster is a critical tool in government. It dims hopes of other Democrats to change the rule. Under the filibuster, the Senate requires a 60-vote minimum to end a debate before a simple majority can pass a bill. The Senate stands at 50-50 party split.
Variant is being blamed for a surge in coronavirus cases in the U.S. right now. But as ABC's Whit Johnson reports, the vaccines are still the nation's best fight against the spread.
Those vaccines believed to work against the variants, and more evidence protection from vaccines will last. New data shows high levels of antibodies at least 6 months out from the Moderna vaccine. And more than 6 months into its study, Pfizer also reporting its vaccine is highly effective.
Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall is speaking out against the April 10th end to the statewide mask mandate.
A stand-down date, as they set, without considering new cases, infection rates, or other real-time factors, was not a choice based on science or public health interest.
Mayor Mendenhall believes she can have a mask requirement within the city after Saturday's deadline, but the state legislature is not so sure. They only gave counties and health departments that power. Salt Lake County and other counties will not extend mask mandates, but Grand County will.
The University of Utah says face masks will still need to be worn after Saturday. They are still deciding about fall classes. And the Salt Lake International Airport made it clear masks will also be required there beyond April 10th. Meanwhile, several businesses, as well as the Utah Jazz and Hogle Zoo, have also said masks will still be required.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.